Good morning, everyone.
How's it going?
Welcome to Creepy Sound 2015. This is our 31st version of this conference, and I'm very, very glad to welcome you all to this conference. So I can see quite a few new faces, people I don't recognise, and also quite a few old familiar faces as well, which is a good mix. So hopefully you should enjoy this conference. It looks like an exciting programme. Just want to say a few words first of all about the sort of background behind this conference. And of course the organisation behind it is the Institute of Acoustics, which many of you are familiar with and are members of, but some of you may not be. So just to say a few words about the Institute. It's a professional association for practitioners, educators and students of acoustics in all of its aspects. So there's many, many aspects to acoustics. The Electroacoustics Group, which is the group who organises this conference, is just one of those aspects. But we think it's a special one because it spans outside of the sort of realm of acoustics into audio technologies and applications as well. There are other organisations such as the AAS and others who specialise in audio. And what we think the Electroacoustic Group does is it spans, it builds a bridge between the aspects of acoustics and those of audio, which we think is quite special. So we're sort of uniquely, to use Paul Malthus' words here, uniquely and resolutely focused on spanning the two genres. And Reproduce Sound is like our sort of showcase. It's the annual event that we, as the Electroacoustics Group, organise and put on. So hopefully you'll all enjoy it and come again next year. That's the main thing. Okay. Just a little bit about the organisation of the conference. So a reasonably small conference, which means we only have the one session, so there's no parallel sessions. So if you want to see everything, you will see everything, which is, we think is a good thing. It's reasonably relaxed. We've weaved in quite a bit of sort of white space, if you like, into the programme, so there's plenty of opportunity to network, plenty of opportunity to talk with the exhibitors outside. In the bar, outside this room. And reasonable lunch breaks as well, and coffee breaks. I suppose I ought really just mention a bit of safety information. We're at the Fire Services College, but there could be a fire or some other emergency. We're in the right place if there is, of course. If that should happen, the fire doors are these sliding doors here in this room, and the same in the bar room. We just head out that way as quick as we can, and the assembly point it is outside there, and the signpost to that. So, in the unlikely event that something happens, we should be in good hands. Okay. First on the agenda this morning is the Peter Barnett Memorial Award talk, and I'm very pleased to now introduce Glenn Lienberger, who's not the recipient of the award, but he's going to introduce the recipient of the award for 2015. Thank you, Glenn.
Thanks, Keith. Every year, the Institute of Acoustics presents an award to a person who has greatly contributed to the fields of electroacoustics, small room acoustics, and audio. This award is the Peter Barnett Award, and commemorates the contribution that a fellow called Peter Barnett made to the life of the Electroacoustics Group before his untimely passing, I think it was in 2001. This year we're presenting the award to Siegfried Linkwitz. Just before I read Siegfried's citation, I'll just give you a personal anecdote as to the way Siegfried has touched my life. And so back in the late 70s, I did some postgraduate courses with Dr. Richard Small of Teal Small Parameter fame at Sydney University. And that just opened my eyes completely into loudspeaker design theory. I loved it. And then I started going out with my then first girlfriend, and became my first wife. And she was doing education. And so I go across to her house on Friday night. She'd be studying education degree and writing an assignment or something. And I would sit down and I would devour Wireless World. Siegfried had written a series of six articles in Sam's putting his hand up and saying, he'd written a series of articles in Wireless World magazine, and where it was beautifully laid out, his design and the theory behind it, and for somebody who was just looking to really get into this from a theoretical engineering perspective, but yet with this outcome of sound, you know, lovable sound, it was all there. And so Secret has sort of shaped my early thinking very much, and so it's a real privilege to be here today. I'll read Siegfried's citation. Although Siegfried, bit of ringing? Yeah. Although Siegfried is best known to the wider community for his loudspeaker crossover system known as the Linquist-Riley crossover, Siegfried's contribution to our understanding of loudspeakers and the way that they interact with small room acoustics has been very important and prolific. Siegfried and his friend Russ Riley, who was a hi-fi enthusiast, co-developed a particular class of loudspeaker crossover theory, which had the benefit of producing both a flat amplitude response and a symmetrical radiation pattern at the crossover frequency for loudspeakers that don't share a common axis. Publication of this crossover filter has spawned numerous papers on other types of filter classes that include the benefits of the Linquist-Riley crossover. Siegfried initially received his engineering degree in electrical technology at the Technical University at Darmstadt in Germany, and then worked at Telefunken and then Siemens in Germany. He then emigrated to the USA and took additional courses in electrical engineering from Stanford University. He then spent 37 years in the research and development department at Hewlett-Packard, developing state-of-the-art electronic test equipment such as microwave spectrum analyzers, network analyzers, and EMI receivers. During his last 18 years at Hewlett-Packard, Siegfried also participated in national and international standards committees for electromagnetic compatibility test instrumentation through ANSI and the IEC. Although he retired from HP in 1998, Siegfried has been active as a consultant and freelance writer and developer of hi-fi loudspeaker systems. Since 1999, Siegfried has maintained the Linquist Lab website to educate readers about loudspeaker design, sound reproduction and recording. He provides detailed plans for DIY construction of state-of-the-art dipole and monopole loudspeakers using active electronics, which are optimised for operation in reverberant domestic spaces. Audio has been a lifelong interest for Siegfried. He has numerous publications to his name, both journal and conference papers for the Audio Engineering Society, which have become foundational to modern loudspeaker theory. Siegfried is also a contributor to electronics and DIY loudspeaker enthusiast magazines such as Electronics World and Speaker Builder. It's clear from his papers and articles that Siegfried is committed to educating his reader and the industry in general about electroacoustic theory. He takes time to explain concepts, and the reader, me, comes away greatly enriched. In the early 1980s, Siegfried wrote a series of articles on loudspeaker design in the Wireless World magazine, which provided strong guidance for budding electroacoustic engineers. One of the hallmarks of Siegfried's work has been his novel and innovative solutions to acoustic problems, with those solutions being well-grounded in rigorous engineering and strong attention to numerical details. His approach really has helped the industry to mature. Siegfried may have been the first to use the modulation transfer function, on which the speech transmission index is built, to compare the temporal performance of monopolar and dipolar loudspeakers in small rooms. His work with dipolar loudspeaker systems has helped to open up a whole range of possibilities for sound reproduction in small rooms. He also developed an equalisation filter for closed box loudspeakers to allow their response to become part of a defined crossover system. This filter has become known. Examples of his recent work include extensive development of dipolar loudspeaker theory. In 2014, Siegfried was presented with the Titanium Driver Award at the ALMA International Winter Symposium. This award recognises a specific technical contribution, accomplishment or expertise in the loudspeaker industry. The Peter Barnard Award recognises advancements and technical excellence in the field of electroacoustics, speech intelligibility and education in acoustics and electroacoustics. Siegfried Linquist has provided the world of audio and reproduced sound with rigorous, innovative thinking and a significant number of new techniques for loudspeaker design and measurements. His commitment to communicating his knowledge has greatly enriched the audio community. Seaford Leifertz is a worthy recipient of the Peter Barnett Award. Well, Peter, Seaford, it gives me great pleasure to present this award to you. It's well deserved. Thank you very much for your life and achievement, which has helped us all. Just take it and
thank you. Can you hear me? I feel very, very honored there, particularly because I come to this whole audio business sort of from left field. As you heard, my background is really in microwave engineering and non-acoustics, but audio has always been a lifelong hobby for me.